Welcome to another episode of Studio Flow. We listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fonte.
Yes, sir.
And today we are talking the studio debut album from British singer-songwriter Ella May. Self-titled album, released October 12th, 2018 through 10 Summers and Interscope. I wonder if it's 10 Summers DJ Mustard's label. So, Ella May is from Britain, right? She's from London, England, across the pond. I don't know when she got over here, but she did move. I mean, she's not even that old. She's only 24, and she just turned 24 last week. But I know she has been in America for some time. I don't know if that's she's from London. She moved to New York City at the age of 12. Okay, thank you, Wikipedia. Could have helped me out. But she did go back to England for high school. Man, that's a hell of a trip. Can you imagine? Because some kids I was going to school with, three kids, they moved from Naperville to Oak Park. And I know they're sad and stuff like that. But from England to New York, back to England, shoot. I mean, if she didn't get famous, she might not have seen those people again. You never know. All right.
Thanks, y'all.
Okay. This was a slow burn for, let me get into these singles real quick.
Song two, right?
Naked, Booed Up, Trip. And Booed Up was on the EP. Was the EP called Ready? I think it was called Ready. And it took a while for that to, yeah, it was Ready. All right. It took a while for that to catch on, but once it did, Booed Up was everywhere. And Jacquay was remixing it. And he tried to remix Trippin', and T-Pain was remixing Booed Up, and Booed Up was everywhere, and everybody thought, oh, she's bringing
you
R&B
started, back. Isn't Sarah name in your phone Boo? Booed Up?
No.
That's the ringtone y'all got?
No.
Okay, y'all ain't old school with that?
Nah. I think the success of Booed Up and then Trip, which was a nice little follow-up. I mean, it's in the same vein.
Is it a Trip or Trippin'?
It's Trip.
Okay. It's always Trip.
Yeah.
I was just making sure.
Motherfucker, you have. I was right.
Okay.
you made me question myself.
Okay, sorry, Jeff.
That's the reason why we had to get an album. They was like, yo, we got to take advantage of this shit.
Yeah, at least she didn't sit on it too long.
That's true. She could have. And I kind of... So...
And DJ Mustard brought her like a Mercedes for her birthday.
Are you trying to get with her or something?
No, he just got engaged. Yeah, I don't think he's trying to get with her.
Is she signed to him or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He quote unquote discovered her.
I'm pretty sure if she reaches epic proportions, he's always going to make money off her. The same way like Akon makes money off of Lady Gaga still.
Yeah.
So the production on here is DJ Mustard produced, which DJ Mustard's turnaround is amazing because he started off with the, hey, 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 don't rack cities and stuff like that. Yeah. To putting these little soft R&B ballads together. I'm happy for him. Brian Michael Cox, one of my favorite writers, who I think Usher need to get back with ASAP. H Money. I mean, it's an asterisk. I'm one of y'all gonna correct me. And Nana Rogues basically is, and Quentin Coolidge and Jordan Holt. That was basically who held this down in Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
And the features were Chris Brown,
John Legend, and her.
Chris Brown song was horrible.
Yes, because it sounded like a Chris Brown song. It sounded like Chris Brown featuring Ella May instead of Ella May featuring Chris Brown. And a lot of people were looking forward to that type of Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since Chris Brown gave us a poppin' or yo. That's in the vein of what Ella May is doing on this album. And it has a 90s R&B feel without sounding 90s R&B-ish, if that makes sense.
That song?
No, the way the album is structured. Because when you listen to Bruno Mars' last album, you think, okay, he's paying homage. And where he's doing this late, the New Jack Swing. This album, to me, was paying homage by just the way it was put together. It easily could have come out in 96. Now, she probably would have got forgotten because we had Monica and Brandy around that time, but
I didn't even feel that at all.
You didn't?
No. Maybe I'm disconnecting.
Oh, shoot.
Listen, after Booed Up and Tripping, Trip, I didn't get the whole, I didn't get a 90s feel from those songs. So therefore, I had a different element coming into it. So it kind of threw me off with the songs that were on the album, kind of, because it was just like there wasn't a bunch of booed up Trip and Trip. That was like the two best songs on the album, period. Like, it was just like, so to me, I was just like, I came into it looking at, and to me, I liked her before this. I like, one of my favorite songs is hers is 10,000 Hours. That's my favorite, one of my favorite songs from her. So that's one of the songs I listened to first before getting to her. So when I got to these songs, I was like, when I got to the album, I was like, oh, this is not a bunch of booed up Trip.
Yeah, see, but I thought the one that really sounded to me as if, who produced this one? Number 12.
What's it called?
Gut Feeling. DJ Mustard and Collage. I said, you really went and got some 90s drums.
Oh, yeah. Who's on this one?
Her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This song, like, I like this song.
Even those drums, I was like, those drums are not 2018 drums. Those are just one of those days drums.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
And I thought the content mattered with that too. When I heard Good Bad, I was like, oh, it reminds me of just one of those days. Or Dangerous was, I could see En Vogue singing this song. It felt as if she grew up listening to 90s R&B, and this is an album from a person who grew up on 90s R&B.
Yeah,
that's how it kind of felt to me. I did like the way she broke it up. With the E is emotion, and then we got three songs about emotion, and L is love, and then we got to A is assertive, and then we got her doing her freaky song with the Idina Howard sample. Did anybody get? Okay, no.
I just like breaking it down. First of all, I just listened to the album. Did you read up on this stuff or
no? So all right, so we supposed to do this a couple of weeks ago. So I listened to it today, and The couple of weeks we were supposed to do it, I was listening to it, and Sarah could attest to you, because by that time, it was like the third or fourth time I listened to it, I was just skipping. You know, I always skip Booed Up and Trip, because I knew those songs back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, all right, this song's all done, let's go to the next one. So this today, when I was doing it, I let it play all the way out. And of course, I caught emotion, because that's in the beginning. And then when she was going through them, I was like, oh, when you're telling us, you're bringing down your name, you're telling us what the next song is going to be, or the next group of songs until you get to it. Because, yeah, A was assertive, and that's when she went into the sexy song, and I forgot the song after that. But, because I even wrote them down. Let's see, E was emotion. But the first L was lust. That's when I caught it. Because when she said something about lust, the first song was Whatchamacallit. And Nobody Calls Cheating Whatchamacallit. I thought that, man, I hate that song.
Man, I hate that song.
I was like, what the hell? Why did
that kind of threw me off on the whole flow of the album.
Yeah, emotion, lust, love, assertive, mystery, aware, and inner. And then when aware came, let's see, it was Trip and then close, and it felt like she was aware of how she's feeling or how this guy got her feeling. And then inner had the love is supposed to be easy. And I think that was her inner thought saying, don't make this hard, or don't make this something that's not supposed to be. I thought that was brilliant, because without those little sections, the album is just a bunch of songs. But when you're dividing them into what her name means, you know, each letter of her name is like, okay, all right, it makes a little more sense how this track listing went through the album.
How many tracks is this?
12? No, 15. 16 if you count the bonus song, which is Naked.
And she has 7 letters in her name?
She has, yes. Yeah, so so this is the way she does it. It goes E, emotion. Good, bad, dangerous, and sauce. After sauce, she goes into L. And then you get Whatchamacallit, Cheap Shot, Shot Clock. After Shot Clock, you get the other L, which is love. So you get Booed Up, the song with John Legend, everything. which I love songs. Everything could be a new a wedding song. I can see that. Then you get Assertive, which is Own It and Run My Mouth, which is another like, yo, I'm going back to your house for some satisfaction because you make me run my mouth. And then you get Gut Feeling. And then A is Aware, which is Trip, Close. And then I is Easy. And then Naked, if you count the bonus track.
Okay. Did you figure this out on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We waited too long for you to do this. We should do this 3 weeks ago. Like, yo, like, because I'm thinking like,
I'm over here like, there's seven letters.
I was the same way. I said, how is she going to divide this up? So each section doesn't get the same amount of songs. I was thinking that, too. But then I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of cool that your emotion, lust, love, assertive, mystery, aware, and inner. That's
so what, how y'all feel about this for a first album?
I think it was solid. I think it was a good album for an amazing single. But the single,
two singles.
We're talking about Boot Up. Boot Up was a slow burn. I think this album going to be a slow burn. I think it's going to be a while. It's going to sit for a second. I think Gut Feeling
maybe
should be the next single.
And that's probably more what it is for me.
You know what's weird is that she, out of like the new R&B singers, she's probably the most successful right now. Like right now at this moment. But like, I feel like I don't see her anywhere. I feel like I see Queen Naja more places, and she only got like two songs and shit. Not even like a whole album yet.
Well, Queen Naja gonna have to. She gonna chill out for a second. She got a baby on the way. So
her just dropped the EP too.
With Danny Lee. I think that's her name. She's on tour with somebody. I forget who she's opening.
Yeah, Danielle, I like that song. Big Ol' Baby, whatever that song is. No.
Yeah, you like that. I like the other one where she sampled Miss Fat Booty, but not the Aretha Franklin song.
Yeah.
I mean, look, listen. I'm glad we got out the way. I told Sarah we strayed away from R&B. We did Usher. But I was telling Sarah, I listen to Georgia Smith, Atlanta Burris. What's the other girl? Callie Yukis. I said, we didn't do any of those. I listed Black. I said, I've listed a bunch of R&B, but we aren't doing R&B like we were used to. So I was
glad. We should have did Black and this together. We should have mixed them.
Yeah. I thought about.
You guys, you could have easily did Ariana Grande Sweetener. That would have been R&B too.
Really? See, she's usually a mixture of pop and R&B. I'm not saying she don't do R&B, but she does. We haven't done a pop on me. Yo, speaking of which, I did not know. Shout out to Vince Staples. We're going to review that album coming up. I did not know that Pete Wentz was biracial.
You didn't know that?
No.
Because he looks white?
Yes.
Yeah, he's biracial.
Vince Staples.
Who's Pete Wentz?
He's the lead singer of Fall Out Boy.
He's not the lead singer of Fall Out Boy.
Whatever. He's the front man? Who is he then?
He's just the one that they focused on.
I see him all the time. Anyway, Vince Staples said like his mom looks like, I forgot what he said, and I had to look it up. I said, oh shit, this dude is bad black.
His mom Staples is the black one.
Yeah,
Vince Staples hilarious.
Yeah, we'll save it. I'm giving this a 3.5 out of 5.
I'll give it a 3.
I'm giving it a 2.5.
Oh wow. Yeah. Mr. R&B.
yeah.
He said you late. Listen, if don't be shocked, he said the best songs in this album We're
tripping and boot up. Yeah.
Yo, you didn't appreciate the sexiness? The sexiness when she
about to play.
I think
bit?
It's very hard to focus on someone being sexy when they look 14.
Yo, she looks like her mom though.
She just didn't think about her mom.
The problem with the song is smooth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. She comes across more as girl next door than sex kitten.
Yeah.
I like the song. I probably like the song better if Rihanna was singing it.
Like, where is Rihanna, man? That's the question.
Don't be testing her, because people been asking her about music and she's been like, y'all better wait and all this other stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She working on Fenty Lingerie and Fenty Beauty right now.
Yep.
Music is not her focus.
Secure in a bag.
I thought she had Fashion Nova. I thought that was her.
What?
That's Cardi B.
I'm just playing.
All right. At one and
yo, what?
At one and only. At Kicks and Coffee. At Manny Fontaine. I'm pretty sure it's at LMA. I doubt somebody stole her name. I'd be like, yo, you stole this chick's name? Yes, at LMA, all one word. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.
We ain't even been talking for a minute yet. And I already got you elevated. You don't know if I'm a saint or a sinner yet. But you already singing Ella praises. If we out for the night and you by my side, don't get emotional. Cause niggas gon' slide with you in my ride. So I'd rather let you know. Even though I'm good without you, I'm fucking with you regardless. And if that's gon' hurt you, at least you can say it's I'm honest. Good things don't always get to you the way that you want it. I'm good without you, but I'm fucking with you regardless. So tell me if it gets too much. Tell me if you're a bit too much. Boy, act right, cause it's cool. If there's too much sauce in the food for you. Sorry that you can't keep up. You're looking like you're a bit too much. Boy, act right, cause it's cool. It's just too much sauce in the food for you.